Blog Talk Radio.
Are you stressed? Do you fear what you'll be facing when you wake up in the morning? Is life simply causing you to question its essence? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Spirited Daydream, the show featuring lightworker and psychic medium Carla Shields, where the answers to some of life's, and yes, the afterlife's most thought-provoking and compelling questions are sought. Spirited, as Carla is known as by many, brings her inspiring, passionate, and powerful spiritual teachings to the internet. So, let's take a moment to welcome the host of the show, your spiritual healer, Carla Shields.
Hello, friends. How are you? Today's topic, your self-improvement project. Who are you becoming? You know, our calendar often starts people up with a resolution or a goal and at the beginning of January, right? And often we fall off the wagon because of one thing or another. Virtually, I personally prefer to follow nature. Since our calendar here starts in winter, it throws us off without us even knowing it, really. It just is contradictory to nature. So why not take advantage of the spring new growth energy? Let's start at the beginning. Where do you choose to go from here? We hear a lot of things like, let go of it. Well, letting go of it certainly has a lot of validity. When we're in the process of becoming, letting go of issues and things, they're almost inherent. They're automatic. Most of the things we are meant to let go of happen automatically, just like the trees let go of their leaves in the fall and go into stasis for the winter. We don't need to focus so much on what we're letting go of in this instance, spiritually. In fact, when we focus so much on what we're trying to let go of, we're spiritually lending our energy and mental energy to exactly what it is we're trying to move away from. We know. What you focus on expands. Because where energy goes, that's where things grow. There is one part of what we're letting go of that's important to consider. If we're moving on to other adventures in our lives, do you know who it is you're trying to become or that you're in the process of becoming? None of us are the same person we were a week ago, not spiritually. More than you know, we are different. So often, many of us want a new job, might want to move to a different house to be fit and trim, and so forth. Goals, new choices, they're all part of who you're becoming. Often they're based of who you're tired of being, right? And where you don't want to be in your life at this point, in one form or another. Sometimes we're just tired. Tired of how it is, frustrated with it, quote unquote. Not even really knowing sometimes what it is. Oh, sure. We may know full well that our job's driving us up a tree, or Johnny's involvement in the family is causing everyone to bing off the walls due to the negative energy he likes to bring into the mix. But still, that doesn't quite answer question fully. Part of us just is still yearning for an answer. So, in the meantime, we keep on keeping on because we must, and we put our best effort we can into our days, our weeks, our months, and our lives, till we snap, give up, or worse. So if we can allow ourselves to acknowledge what it is we'd like to let go of, just acknowledge it. That's a start on knowing who we are becoming. We know who we don't wish to be, which is actually more than a lot of people around you, I'm guessing. Many go on throughout their days just dealing the cards they're dealt, living on a plane of existence they're currently at, who sure may be making some great strides in their profession or their hobbies, but basically, spiritually, is there growth going on? Perhaps they're good learning in that realm. Perhaps they're happy there. They're getting what they need And if so, that's good. Still, some of us aren't satisfied with that. We want more. We have a voracious appetite when it comes to this lifetime. I'm certainly one of those people. Let me just tell you a couple things here. Basic truths. Your chronological age has absolutely nothing to do with your spiritual voracious appetite to experience life. Your current circumstance really has very little to do with it, except that it can be used as a springboard to where you need to go, and you can have a new understanding of who you don't want to be anymore. Urging coming from our very spirit. It pushes us to grow, just like a flower springs forth from a seedling from the earth, pushing through the dirt and up into the light. And some of the problems that come with our neglecting to follow the call of spirit are depression, anxiety, poor decision-making that leads to more depression, confusion, and negativity in our lives. Eventually, something has to give. Either we give up or we give in to the calling of our spirit. Many don't even realize that they're being called in spirit. They haven't been taught, trained, or heard of such a thing beyond some what they might consider us to be New Age kooks, because they just don't understand, and that's okay. But when we give up and we don't follow the call of spirit and focus on whatever it is that our inner self is sending into our physical lives as reminders of, we pretty much will be in a state of stasis permanently. Some are happy there. Some of us are miserable there. Stasis is a state of non-growth, pretty much like hibernation, right? It's the same thing. So while we aren't growing, there's a certain fundamental issue of nature that says either you're growing or you're dying. Certainly our spiritual selves feel that energy. You know the feeling. Something gets you revved up, really excited. An opportunity, a chance at something new. Suddenly you have a fresh outlook on your days and life feels good. You're no longer going quite the same as through the woulda, coulda, shoulda about life and how awful things are. Instead, you're looking at possibilities, some excitement, some choices, some options, some freedom for you. Suddenly your spirit feels like it's been acknowledged, and freedom from the mundane daily steps we have has been taken over and over again, and it's such a welcome feeling. And there's the caution sign, the yellow light. It's a little bit after this realization that there's more for you, that there's possibilities for you right now, right where you are. That we have some well-meaning loved ones or professional acquaintances, co-workers, or personal friends who seem sometimes to turn into the naysayers, you know. We're reminded, it feels like at every turn, that this isn't for you. This isn't a good idea. What are you thinking? Maybe you're given the 20 questions, basically, about what you're doing and why are you even thinking about such a thing, whatever it may be, in your lifetime right now. Don't worry. It's just part of the process. It happens almost every time. If you have people you've shared your personal life with, that is, those that you haven't let into your personal circle, oh, they're probably gossiping away about what you're doing, because after all, they're in hibernation permanently. They have no lives themselves, forgive me, but their lives, as happy as they may be with them, for what our purpose and our spiritual callings are, there just is no comparison. Because we are trying to let our spirit shine and let it free. The very reason we came into Earth as human beings in the first place, to experience all facets of life to the best of our ability in any way we so choose, so long as we do not intentionally harm another. That's the rule. That's it. It's basic. truths like that are very, very simple. And that's why they are so overlooked by people that spend 99% of their time in their ego, because they can't possibly understand that. It can't be that simple, but it is. My fellow souls, it is. So people that gossip about others, they're not growing, they're in stasis, or they're using the power of ego because they need to walk on as many bodies as they can to climb up to their pot of gold, because for them, that's where the true treasure is. And bless them for that. I wish them well. But that's certainly not my trip, not my choice. And if you've been led to this show, my bet is it's not yours either. So pay them, as they say, no, never mind. Keep your energy. Hold on to your personal power. Physically, spiritually, and mentally, focus in your life. Don't worry about what they're saying. That's their problem. That's their issue. Even if it's about you, it's really about their thought pattern, not yours, and where their energy is focused. It's not negative, you know, it's the truth, because inevitably you're going to be shown this yellow light of caution on your journey. But don't worry, the green light's here. So to be honest, spiritually speaking, the go sign is really rather subtle. It's not usually something you're offered, like a huge promotion or $1 million lottery ticket, you know, the big-time lottery winners, publishers, clearinghouse, that kind of thing. While those things are wonderful and they can and do happen, and they make some people very happy, there are others that spiritually weren't meant to be there. So as soon as they get the promotion, they find out it wasn't for them, and they leave, or they're caused to leave. Or the lottery ticket winners that win the money and lose it almost as quickly. Some say it's because they don't know how to handle money. And I suppose mentally that's part of it, but honestly, spiritually, I think there's much more to it than that. I think they have life lessons, and based on what I've been shown, many that have lost have life lessons they need to learn. And just being given that kind of money, perhaps they're not using it in accordance with what their spirit guides are suggesting they do with it, and so it's gone. Because when we don't follow our very spirit, my point of this entire, if you're not in touch with your very core and your very spirit and who it is that you were when you were a child, when you were happy, when life caused you to wake up and play and dance on the sofa and run around the yard and spin in circles with your arms up to the sun because you were happy. Do you do that now? Is it because you're too good, too reserved, too contained, too controlled? You have an image to uphold. Okay, I get that. But when you're alone, don't you ever have occasion to feel that way? Don't you know that your spirit is calling for you to become so much more than who you are today, that perhaps it's more than the weight loss and the goal at work and keeping everybody happy so you don't get in trouble? There's so much more to life than these things. And I'm not telling you anything I'm not practicing myself personally, because I, too, am on my personal journey. So let's travel together. Let's pass the gate. The go light is on. It's bright green. The sun is shining. The spiritual energy is lent to you. What do you choose to do with it? Where do you choose to focus? It can be very difficult. And it can be very easy. So most often, we're reminded in subtle ways of the journey we chose before we came. There are certain points in our path that cause us to veer left or veer right into another direction. And yeah, some of these things are charted for you to experience. You caused for this to happen before you came into life. It's one of the things you wanted to learn to do, to be. and your spirit guide or guides that are with you as your helpers on the other side throughout this lifetime for you are working constantly to help you get to the next step. And often they're already on the next step, working to help things go the way that they need to go for you to get there. So when you look up and you ask for help, sometimes you need to be patient. They're busy. They work tirelessly, constantly, on your behalf. Whether you choose to think of them as your guardian angel or your spirit guide, it is one and the same energy. It's important. So stay awake, we say in the spiritual community. You hear that, right? Stay awake. Where that person isn't awake, I've used that expression. They're not awake. You know, actually what we're really saying is something most of us learned in kindergarten. Pay attention. It's almost as though the good Lord up there, and yes, I believe in God. I believe in Mother and Father God with all my heart and soul. Oh, yes. But not in the way many would think. Not in the main way many know. But nonetheless real. That being said, it sometimes is though we're called to pay attention by our higher power, whomever that may be for you. We're called to pay attention, but we're not. So we go back to the vicious cycle and the vicious circle, and we're worn out and we're drained and we're ready to give up, and some do. And suicide is so prevalent today. And you know, my friends that follow me, that suicide prevention and awareness is one of my top causes. Because of the loved ones I have lost, the friends that I have lost, the people that I know of, almost every family has someone that they either have lost in their family or know of. Or perhaps they haven't been told it was a suicide. So keeping that in mind, I want you to please consider paying attention to what makes you happy. Because you're not here to work 9 to 5 unless 9 to 5 makes you happy. And while it might pay the bills today, who are you becoming? Or are you just going to wait for the gold watch? You know, they don't do that anymore. Nobody gives gold watches. Those days are gone. In so many places, to have an ultimate respect for an employee as a family member of the organization, it's almost unheard of. And I'm not suggesting one should not be kind, that one should not put forth good energy when they're paid to do so, and give your best effort, because goodness knows I do. But I don't do it because I'm expected to. I do it because it's who I am. It's my integrity that's at stake. For me, not my job. And for you or your current circumstances, really, think about it. No matter where you are, you can always take another step. You can always make another change and another decision. And you can always look to your higher power for some help. Because when times are really tough, even the atheist will say a prayer just in case. You want a few examples? I could give them to you. 9/11. Okay, here's one. So you will be guided. This is important. This sentence came through in meditation for you, for this show. You will be guided to that which you are meant to be part of. I'm going to say it again. Because it came through loud and clear that I was meant to pass this on to you. You will be guided to that which you are meant to be part of. So don't fear, because you will be guided. You do not need to make everything happen. So many of our problems is that we're trying to make everything happen. And while I firmly believe and have talked about and will continue to talk about goal setting, and what we're doing to stay on track, and are you making your lists, and are you focusing? That's a separate part of who you're becoming. This is basic spirituality. This is spirituality 101. It's who you will be when you return to. It's who you were to the other side, and it's who you were before you came, and it's who you are now underneath the quagmire of quicksand that some of you feel like you're drowning in, and there is no need to. It's time to grab the rope that's being tossed to you. And you need to be able to let go. Yeah, you need to be able to walk away from that situation that stinks, being polite. And you know it stinks. And maybe you need some time. Okay. So ask for help from the other side, because goodness knows your guides and your angels and all that are on the other power, on the other side, your friends, your family, lost loved ones, they're rooting for you. You're not alone. You may feel alone, and I know. There are times I feel alone. I'm a human. We feel so lost and alone sometimes because we get tired. Our egos are burnt. Someone beat us up emotionally, told us we're no good, whatever. And sometimes when we're tired, we buy that crap. Don't. Do I? Oh, yeah, but I trip and I stumble and I get up again real quick. It doesn't last long. Pity parties and I don't last long because my spirit is strong. It will survive, and I'm here to show you and to tell you that no matter what, you are dealt. You are strong enough to handle it. And you may need help, and you may need hugs, and you may need friendship, true friendship, real friendship. Not the 5,000 friends, not the 100 friends, not the 25 people that come at special occasions. I'm talking about the people that are there when you are down and out. When you've lost everything, or maybe you have, or you've lost your best friend in the world, or you've lost a child, or you've lost whatever that has brought you to your knees, and you're sitting there saying, what now? How can I possibly deal with this? And I'm here to tell you that you can, because I have, by the very power of spirit, thank, and this is not meant to be some, I don't want you, those that are listening, don't get the wrong idea, please. I'm trying to express what can't be put in words. And it's difficult to find the appropriate words for some of the energy of spirit that comes through. For any psychic medium, it's a difficult thing. For any psychic, it's a difficult thing. That's why we are given symbols and pictures and words. And we are meant to pass that on as it is without translating, because most of the time it means very little to us, but it means a lot to you. Once you sit down and think about it, or while you're driving to work next week, it's going to ring a bell. And you're going to go, oh my God, that's what it means. Oh my God, that's the answer. And I have heard that from clients that have said, it took me 2 weeks, but I just had to thank you for that message. Wow. And I've been there myself. So if you have a psychic reading or a reading or you want one, sometimes you'll get an answer that makes you walk away saying, oh, there are spots. Always lovely to hear that we were able to help you. Spot on right away. Sometimes you have to be patient because the message has to get through the filters that you have set up. So just hold on. Wait a little while. If it's a true message, it's going to make sense. Not to us always, but to you. So, life can be daily. On your own, find the spiritual path. You don't need to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or for counseling to work through the quagmire all the time. You don't need to come to me to get in touch with your friends on the other side, your lost loved ones, your spirit guide. Are there any messages for you? Is there a specific message about this I need help with? Those are good questions, by the way. When you do ask for a reading of anyone, please be very specific. The other side isn't going to answer every question you have. There are some that you aren't meant to, that aren't meant to be answered, but when you're down and out, is my point. When you're on your knees and you're crying and you're hurting inside, and life feels really raw, and the world feels like a scary place, and you just don't have the energy, because it's going to be okay. This, too, will pass. You will get through it. and the other side can send you just by your asking and sometimes before you ask. When it comes to angels, there is a trick. You need to ask. They will offer help and intervene wherever they can in times of danger. But for personal issues, if you want help, there is a thing called free will. You need to ask. Ask Archangel Michael to help. Good Lord, if you knew what I've overcome in my lifetime at this age, and some of my best buds in the spiritual realm, which, by the way, while I believe in God, some of them believe in other higher powers. And you know what? We're all good with that. So we really don't understand, quite frankly, on a side note, why the world can't get their act together and love each other in spite of their religious differences. And I, for one, am thrilled that Bernie Sanders has been called to visit with the Pope. It speaks of spirituality. While I'm not Catholic, I respect the Pope for reaching out like that, reaching across. Bernie Sanders is Jewish, by the way. Because the world has too much hatred, too much gossiping about what everybody else is doing. So in terms of who you're becoming, how does this fit? Oh, because if you're in touch with who you are spiritually, nothing can be taken away from you that is going to be so devastating that you haven't lost who you really are. Because no matter what you do, it is not who you are. Whatever you do for work, it is not who you are. You are so much more than your job, your house, your 5 bars of gold, your 4 Mercedes, your beat-up clunker, whatever it is. You're so much more than that. If you only could see what I can see. You are the light. You are. Each and every one of you are part of the light. So when we say let your light shine, we're not talking about some, while it is coincidentally also a Christian saying to let your light shine, it's not just Christian. Look into some other religious belief and some other spiritual belief. You are part of the great I Am, each and every one of us spiritually. And you will return to that. And you will understand then, if not now. Before. But nothing that can ever happen to you can stop from who you are ultimately meant to be. So my point is, if you're having difficult times, know that they will pass, that you have help. If you need a hug, contact me, reach out. Some of us are so stubborn we're afraid to reach out for help. Or we don't trust anybody anymore. Because life has beat us up that bad. People can suck. They can be nasty, forgive the expression. But they're climbing over bodies to grab their pot of gold, so they don't care. But some of us do care. Feel free to contact me. mailbox@spiriteddaydreams.com. Or if it's easier for you, I have a separate email. Just because it's easier for some, info@carlapsychic.com. It's the same website. It's just because some people have trouble spelling one thing and not another. So just go to that website, send me a message. I'll add you to my prayer list, or if you'd like a reading, let me know. Join us on Facebook. Send me a request to join me. It's Carla Shields. Spirited Daydreams in parentheses. We have a great community there. I wish you well. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.